exploration company, Nova Copper, is looking to purchase several parcels of land in the Beachmount Road area in the Cape Breton Regional Municipality. As you heard on yesterday's edition of Main Street, CBRM Council was to have voted last evening on whether to deem that property surplus so the sale can proceed. But, as you also heard yesterday, some Coxheath residents are worried about what a future mining operation might do to their well water and to the local ecosystem. In the meantime, the mining exploration company says copper is an essential mineral in the quest to green our economy. So where does this leave the municipality? A little earlier today, we reached Amanda McDougall, who is the mayor of CBRM. Mayor McDougall, welcome to Main Street.
Thank you so much for having me, Wendy.
We have this request from a proponent who is looking at doing some exploration around copper, but it's on pause now. Why did the municipality decide to pause this for the moment?
Right. So obviously, there has been quite a bit of conversation in the community around what does it mean to do future investigations and testing around what the proponent is putting forward as a copper mine. And I get it. I think that's valid and important. It needs to be explored before we move forward as a municipality.
What about this property itself? How is it zoned at the moment?
Yeah, that's interesting. So there's quite a history on this piece of property. It came into the possession of the former Cape Breton County many, many years ago. And the zoning is actually designated for mining purposes. And I think that is probably what intrigued the proponent to do these explorations. So if you have a piece of property that's zoned for such an activity, there must be some sort of reason. So it is actually zoned and it was saved for mining purposes.
And if it comes to pass that the city would, now I'm not even sure what the request is. Is it a request to explore city property or to lease the property? What exactly is that request?
So the request that was initially going to go to council that we have decided to defer for the time being was to deem the land surplus. So we would have to deem it surplus before it could be sold at market value to the proponent. Even at that stage, it doesn't allow for activity like mining to take place because that's something the province would regulate.
So the question that you were looking at then was, should we deem this surplus property?
Yeah, because it was linked to the request of the proponent, we have a responsibility to make sure that we're doing this right. And so because the community had so much input in questions and curiosity, it was only prudent and responsible to say, okay, let's put this on hold for a second. Let's get more information from the proponent. What does this actually mean? What does a copper mine do? What are the implications of it before we make any decisions?
Now, how long had this request been swirling around City Hall?
Oh, not long. Certainly not long. I do know that the proponent has been doing this type of exploratory work for more than a decade, I think. I don't want to say a number for sure, but this is not new for them. It was new to us.
Tell me then about how the process unfolds going forward, because the request then is simply to indicate the property is surplus. It really, does it fall in any way to the municipality to determine the usage of that property?
Sure. That's beyond, why we have a municipal planning strategy. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but beyond the zoning, so it's zoned that way right now. Is there another question in there?
For me personally, what does this mean to the community? That's the question that comes to mind any time we make a decision. How does this impact the community? How does this benefit the community? And so that right now, I don't have a clear process to give to you, but what we do have to figure out is what is the benefit and what is the impact? And that means the proponent might have to come to council, do some community consultation, explain this process a little bit more before any decision can be made.
Were you surprised at the rapidity of the public's response to this request?
No. Absolutely not. I think, you know, it's common knowledge that, you know, I've had a history of working with environmental organizations and fighting myself for, boats to be removed and environmental atrocities to stop. So well-versed in that and totally expected it.
Now, there is, we did talk to the proponent yesterday, and he was talking about the fact that in order to advance the green economy, there needs to be copper. So there is kind of another fold in this narrative as well. And I'm wondering how the fact that it's copper and not something else plays into this.
Exactly. You know, our director of public works was explaining, hey, you know, we have a whole fleet of electric buses coming on board soon. Guess what's in that, Amanda? Copper. And he's right. He's correct. This is a mineral that would be required to further the green economy. But that doesn't take away from the fact that we have a responsibility as elected officials to make sure that when we do make a decision, it's as informed as best as possible, and it has the best benefit for our community. So there's a little bit of work to do. And yeah, the proponent needs to work with us. This is a piece of municipal assets, which means it belongs to the community, and we need to make sure that it has the best benefit for the community.
Well, I thank you for taking our call today, Mayor McDougall.